بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek His help and forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have His salah and salam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. This is class 4 on this important subject, who deserves to be worshipped alone. The closest thing to man is himself. How many of us really know about ourselves before even thinking about the environment surrounding us? There are many great things in ourselves that we are either heedless regarding their magnificence, or that we take for granted. Let's take the following journey back to the days when each one of us was an embryo inside the womb of his mother. Who took care of me with utmost care and graciousness when I was a tiny seed settled on the wall of the uterine, with three layers of darkness surrounding me? Who made my mother's blood bring me food I need until I grew up to a stage in which my body was able to stand the air, the light, and the hands of people who turned me around? Then when the contractions pushed me and I was, quote, squeezed, end of quote, out, and to the world of tests and trials I came out, who shielded me inside as a, quote, fertilized egg, end of quote? Then who made my residence enlarge as I grew up? Who opened the way for me when I came out naked without belongings or wealth? There I came so poor and needy. Two coat containers, end of quote, of milk hanging on my mother's chest came to the rescue. Who commanded the milk to develop? Who commanded the milk to develop and then to stand ready for my lips to come and suck it out? A milk so agreeable to me, neither cold nor hot, neither salty nor bitter. You and me were so thirsty and so hungry. Who turned the hearing of your mother and my mother and filled it with mercy, love, and attachment? The moment she hears, or the moment she heard me and you crying, she came forth led by her mercy and love. She would prefer to see herself in pain, not you and me. Me and you enlighten her life. Who put all of that in her heart? When my body and your body got stronger, and mine and yours, mine and your belly's size became bigger, we needed another kind of food. Who put in your mouth and my mouth the cutting and grinding tools? Who held our teeth from growing during the period of our breastfeeding. It was a mercy for my mother and your mother when they were held, and a mercy for me and you when they came out. And the stronger we became, the more we got from these tools in the mouths. Thereupon, we used a new set of tools, the molars working on meat, bread, and all kinds of solid food. Who provided us with these, quote, instruments, end of quote, and made them easy for us to utilize? When we came out, we knew nothing. What a burden it would have been if we were born in a state possessing the intelligence of an adult wrapped in diapers. Have we thought about this? What a burden it would have been if we were born in a state possessing the intelligence of an adult wrapped in diapers. What kind of living it would be? Would we receive the care and kindness we normally get as developing newborns? Our intelligence developed gradually, and we were able to slowly but surely familiarize ourselves with our surroundings. Who is the one who is all wise and most merciful? The one who is ever watching over us and providing us with the means we need in due proportions and exact measurements? Then who is the one who fashioned our heads with hair as a beauty and protection from cold and heat? Who adorned the face of the growing man with the distinctive beauty of the beard and kept the woman's face soft, radiant, and hairless? Many are turning away from the one who created us and increasingly becoming heedless regarding the true objective behind our existence. They are misled by a concept and a, quote, theory, end of quote. That's it. A theory that practically denies the existence of the true God, Allah. Darwin. Charles Robert Darwin. 1809-1882. Presented a theory that denies the creation of man as well as creation itself. The theory was announced in the second half of the 19th century. Although it is an, quote, assumption, end of quote, there are those who consider it scientific evidence to support their arguments against the reality of creation. The theory claims that the origin of life lies in a single small animal that was, quote, developed on its own from water. The, quote, environment, end of quote, according to the theory, imposed specific structural changes on this organism, producing new features in it. These changes were then inherited in the offspring and further transformed with time to produce, quote, more advanced creatures of which man is the highest form. This is the theory of Darwin in summary and in simplicity. Many critical aspects of the lives of people are still affected, knowingly or unknowingly, by some basic elements of Darwin's theory, mainly the idea of co-development and its link to the co-environment, the background and the basics of the theory. In order to be able to refute this theory, we have to look at the basics and the background of it. Number one, the theory depends on what was observed in archaeological discoveries at the time of Darwin. Old and new geological layers contain different remains from different forms of creation. The old, quote unquote, layers contained, quote, primitive, end of quote, forms of creation, while more recent layers contained more, quote, advanced, end of quote, forms. Darwin concluded that the more advanced creatures originated, quote, evolved from the, quote, lower primitive ones, end of quote. Secondly, the theory also depends upon an idea that was prevailing at the time of Darwin, in which it was thought that all animal embryos were similar at their early stages of development. This brought a conclusion that, quote, the origin of all beings is one, end of quote, and that evolution on earth occurred in the same way it occurred inside the wombs of living beings. Furthermore, the theory cites, quote, differences in the roles of the appendix, you know the appendix, yes, in man, in comparison to that in monkey. Since it is assumed that it does not have a role to play in the function of human body, while it can digest plants in monkeys, the theory suggested that the appendix in man is an underdeveloped form. The appendix in man is an underdeveloped form that was a leftover from monkeys. The fourth background. The theory assumes the presence of what it calls natural selection. Natural selection process in which there are so-called elimination factors that can abolish the weak living beings while the strong ones are kept, and that their characteristics are to be inherited in their offspring. With time, these characteristics will accumulate in the new beings, producing new characteristics. According to Darwin, this represents the, quote, evolutionary process that makes of these new characteristics what he called, quote, higher, end of quote, forms of life. The fifth matter is, the theory suggests what it calls, quote, asexual selection, end of quote. A sexual selection process by which there is a tendency of the male and female to mate with the strong and best members of both sexes. The characteristics of the best will be inherited, and those associated with the weak animals would be, quote, eliminated because of the lack of tendency and or interest to mate the weak. And finally, whenever a new characteristic is evolved, quote unquote, it is inherited in the offspring. These are the basics and the backgrounds of this theory. Let's take them one by one. the point about archaeology. The science of archaeology is far from being complete, and no one can claim that the search has been completed under the earth or sea layers. The door is still open for more discoveries that may contradict the theory. Assuming, however, that the findings of this science are completed, this does not establish that, quote, higher forms of life are developed from lower ones. This is only evidence for organized existence of these things in any form at times when the environment is suitable for that. On the other hand, the archaeologists or the archaeological studies at the time of Darwin estimated that man's life on earth was 600,000 years, whereas new archaeological discoveries give an estimate figure of 10 million years. And this is a reflection of the incompleteness of these studies, and that this science is still variable. And it is also important to note that there are, quote, many missing links in this so-called evolutionary chain of Darwin's theory. For example, there are no archaeological data to link animals, quote, of single cells and those of multiple cells, nor between invertebrate animals and fish or amphibians. The same is true between amphibians and reptiles, and between amphibians and birds. So this renders the first basic on archaeology, as you can tell, renders it the least to say fumble and weak. Second, the point about embryos. This was a wrong conclusion made by some scientists because of the less sophisticated microscopy present at Darwin's time. Today's technology demonstrates that there are fine differences between the structure, build-up and organization of animal embryos. Third, the point about the appendix. The presence of this organ in man does not represent a concrete evidence for the development of man from a monkey. Rather, its presence is inherited from the grand man who depended upon vegetation as a source of food to help him digest it. In addition, there could be other important functions for the appendix that are not discovered yet, and which cannot be ruled out. Now, the point about natural selectivity. A, elimination factors and life factors. Surely there is a law and discipline that work to eliminate the living creatures, weak as well as strong. Weak as well as strong. Allah ordained death on every living being. The elimination factors are not the only factors that affect life on this planet. There are also life factors as well, and that there is a discipline of mutual dependency and relationship between the living being and its environment. These factors represent the true means. They represent the true means which Allah has provided: sun, seas, wind, rain, plants, gravity, and so forth. All of these means are coordinated to provide survival for man, for animals and plants. Considering the elimination factors alone and disregarding so-called the life factors is confusion on the part of Darwin's theory. When scientists try to formulate theories to explain certain matters in the outside world, they take into account all factors of influence. B. Natural selectivity or so-called Mother Nature. Surely those in support of the theory of evolution like to refer to Mother Nature as, quote, the source that provides and supports the, quote, natural selectivity. Mother Nature, however, lacks wisdom, lacks power and self-coordination and knowledge. Natural things such as wind, lightning, water, storms, ramp, and warmth, etc., and severe cold, can cause destruction or deformation. How could these conditions explain the beauty of the creation and its fine course of establishment and coordination? How could the minute elements in the egg of a bird, quote, know, end of quote, that the egg must appear in the form of a bird, and thus it has to break into its own shell to survive? Must break its own shell to survive? The one who had created nature provided all the means for its course of existence and activity. Now we see that many who arrogantly deny Allah's existence try to divert the attention of the people to worship this so-called new deity called Mother Nature. In many conversations, some people are reluctant to say God when they want to refer to supernatural phenomena. Instead, they say Mother Nature did such and such. They like to look, quote, normal and advanced, end of quote, and not, quote, strange and backward, end of quote, in front of others. The idea of how people will look at me overshadows that God Allah is more important than people. It is a reflection of psychological defeat in front of secularism, which itself is the major fruit of Darwin's theory. It is lack of a true faith in the true God Allah. A believer in Allah would not fear saying the name of his Creator, the most merciful and the most compassionate. He knows that those around him will one day die, but Allah is the ever-living. So, who must count first? He knows that Allah is the sustainer and provider, and not the chairman of the boards, nor the chief executive, managers, or any other boss. This is the benefit of worship of Allah, a liberation from slavery to anything and or anyone but Allah. Mother Nature is not the creator. A simple comparison between man and nature illustrates that man can see, know, can hear, can learn, can reason, whereas nature has none of these qualities. How could man then be, quote, more advanced than a, quote, creator known as Mother Nature? And this proves the falsehood of the idea of God, Mother Nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 76, قُلْ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَاللَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to mankind, how do you worship besides Allah something which has no power, neither to harm or benefit you? But it is Allah who is the all-hearer, the all-knower. In many aspects, nature is under man's service, and its resource is under his disposal, as Allah has decreed in the final revelation to mankind in the Quran. We read this in the Quran in chapter 31, verse 20. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. See you not, O men, that Allah has subjected for you whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth, and has perfected His graces upon you, both apparent and hidden. The apparent is the oneness and uniqueness of Allah, the lawful pleasure of this world, including health, good looks, etc. And the hidden is one's faith in His true God, in the true God, Allah, knowledge, wisdom, guidance for doing righteous deeds, and also the pleasures and delights of the hereafter in paradise. Yet of mankind is he who disputes about Allah without knowledge or guidance or a book giving light. With the progress of technology, some people became even more arrogant. Not only do they refer to Mother Nature as the founder or creator, but aim to control nature itself. And it is a strange conclusion. Allah has made it very clear that there will be this type of people. As we read in Surah Yunus in chapter 10, verse 24, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَّيَّنَتْ وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون. The likeness of this worldly life is as the rain which we send down from the sky. So by it arises the intermingled produce of the earth, of which men and cattle eat, until when the earth is clad with its adornments and is beautified, and its people, here's the point of evidence, and its people think that they have all powers of disposal over it, our command reaches it by night or by day, and we make it like a clean mown harvest, as if it had not flourished yesterday. Thus do we explain the signs in detail for people who reflect. Furthermore, the laws of nature. Some consider that nature represents God, the laws that govern the universe. These try to explain how things occur, but don't answer the question like, who created this universe? Who put the laws into effect? This leaves them separated by an artificial barrier into two personalities. One that best fit the society, meaning the outside, and tries to give interpretations for what occurs in the universe, and one kept within themselves, confessing that God Allah is the one commanding these, quote, supernatural phenomena. But under dangerous circumstances, you hear them calling, "Oh my God, oh God, help me." It comes out. In the old ages, man knew that rain came down from the sky. Today we know a lot about this process, from the evaporation of water up to the formation of raindrops. There is a reflection of real actions. In their references, scientists do not tell us how did these realities become laws. For example, why are these laws coordinated in ways allowing birds to fly in the air, fishes to live in the water, and man to live on the earth? Nature's qualities are not its own. It has been given the attributes we feel and see around us. The true creating power has all the perfect attributes and all perfect actions. Allah is the one who possesses this perfect creation and perfect attributes. Listen to what he states in the Quran in chapter 13 in Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 16. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ قُلِ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَفَتَّخَذْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنْفُسِهِمْ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? Say, it is Allah. Say, have you then taken for worship protectors other than Him, such as have no power either for benefit or for harm to themselves? Say, is the blind equal to the one who sees? Or darkness equal to light? Or do they assign to Allah partners who created the like of His creation so that the creation which they made and His creation seemed alike to them? Say, Allah is the creator of all things. He is the one, the irresistible. Contemplate the following verses in Surah Al-Mulk. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ The one who has created the seven heavens, one above another. You can see no fault in the creation of the one Allah whose mercy encompasses everything. Then look again. Can you see any rifts? ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ Then look again and yet again. Your sight will return to you in a state of humiliation and worn out. الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون Allah is He who raised the heavens without any pillars that you see. Then He ascended the arsh, the throne, in a manner that suits His majesty. He has subjected the sun and the moon to continue going round, each running its course for a term appointed. He regulates all affairs, explaining the proofs and the signs and the evidences in detail that you may believe with certainty in meeting with your Lord. And in Luqman, in 31:10, خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ He has created the heavens without any pillars that you see and has set on the earth firm mountains lest it shake with you and He has scattered therein animals of all kinds And we send down water rain from the sky and we cause plants of every goodly kind you grow therein. In an address to man, Allah sends clear and vivid verifications as well as challenges for man and for these so-called gods that some invoke and worship. In chapter 12, verse 40 ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن الحكم إلا لله أمر أن لا تعبدوا إلا إياه ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون You don't worship besides him, but only names which you have forged. You and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. The command is for none but him. He has commanded that you worship none but him. That is the true straight religion, but most many know not. Listen to the challenge. In Luqman 11:31-11, هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه بل الظالمون في ضلال مبين. This is the creation of Allah. So show me that which those whom you worship besides him have created. Nay, but the wrongdoers and those who don't submit to Allah are in plain error. In Fatir 35:40, قل أرأيتم شركاءكم الذين تدعون من دون الله أروني ماذا خلقوا من الأرض أم لهم شرك في السماوات أم آتيناهم كتابا فهم على بينة منه بل إن يعد الظالمون بعضهم بعضا إلا غرورا. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell me or inform me, what do you think about your so-called partner gods to whom you call upon besides Allah? Show me what they have created of the earth. Or have they any share in the heavens? Or have we given them a book so that they act on clear proof therefrom? Nay, the wrongdoers and those who don't believe in Allah promise one another nothing but delusions. In fact, they are unable to create even a fly, as we have read earlier in 22:73. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ وَإِنْ يَسْلُبُهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْهُ ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. O mankind, a similitude has been coined, so listen to it carefully. Verily those on whom you call besides Allah cannot create even a fly, even though they combine together for the purpose. And if the fly snatched away a thing from them, they would have no power to release it from the fly. So weak are both the seeker and the sought. They themselves are created, aren't they? أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. As this challenge in chapter 7 verse 191 states, attribute they as partners to Allah those who created nothing but they themselves are created? And in the same chapter another clarification and a challenge. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عباد أمثالكم فادعوهم فليستجيبوا لكم إن كنتم صادقين. So call upon them, those who you invoke besides Allah, and let them answer you if you are truthful. These proofs are sent from Allah to bring people to their senses, and this is His mercy and kindness. Stated in Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57, verse 9, هو الذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وإن الله بكم لرؤوف رحيم. Allah is the one who sends down manifest signs and evidences and proofs and lessons and verses to His slave Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that He may bring you out from darkness into light. And verily Allah is to you full of kindness, most merciful. What about the point concerning sexual selection? The survival of the strongest is not evidence for selective developmental evolution. The survival of the strongest is not evidence for selective developmental evolution. The only thing that can be understood about the mating tendencies is that they will maintain continuity in the same strong kind and an end to the weak kind. Therefore, number one, the muscles of a strong athlete will not be inherited in his offspring. the muscles of a strong athlete will not be inherited in his offspring. Second, the mind of a highly quality scholar will not be transferred to his children by inheritance. The saying that newly acquired characteristics can be inherited is rejected by modern genetic studies as well as known facts. Any quality that is not an intrinsic part of the genome is, quote, temporal, end of quote, and is not transmitted to the offspring by inheritance. Muslims circumcise their babies. Their children are not born circumcised. Muslims circumcise their babies. Their children are not born circumcised. So this takes away the selective selection from the perspective of Darwin, renders it futile. 7. Underdeveloped theory. We have not seen or heard about certain types of animals coming to existence through the process of developmental transformation. There was no monkey transformed into a man even after 100 years or so. The nose of a dog is more sensitive in its smelling function than that of a man. Is the nose of the dog more, quote, advanced, end of quote, than that of a man? Or are the birds with flying abilities and frogs with amphibian abilities more, quote, developed, end of quote, than man? The eye of the camel and that of the horse or donkey can see during day and night. Is it true then that these animals represent, quote, more advanced forms than man? The male man, like the male elephant, has breast marks, while horses and male donkeys don't, except some resemblance to whatever their respective mothers wear. So why does the male man continue to possess this feature while it was not present in some, quote, lower, end of quote, beings? Scientists have called Darwin's study a theory, and clearly there is always a difference between theory and reality. A theory, by definition, is falsifiable. Dangerous consequences. The idea of selection for the strong had a tremendous influence on humanity. It made it easy for some strong men and strong nations to think and feel that they are strong and superior because of, quote, an evolutionary selective process. They feel that they are entitled to certain practices of domination. According to the idea, quote, survival is for the best. And this was well manifested in the colonial expansions, racism, and many practices by many of the so-called, quote, democratic nations who practice the principle of supremacy, quote, might is right. The idea of, quote, development, end of quote, interprets life as a constant struggle between living beings and that the survival is only for the one that best fits the environment around it. In reality, this environment is a materialistic one. And it dictates the type of development, its size, and its direction in an imposed way, leaving no role for the living being. This idea is very well used in our times to support the materialistic life of the modern world. Materialism is imposed in a way as an integral part of code development. In the name of development, today's secondary things for your home are becoming the necessary items of tomorrow. And if you don't buy them, you are going to, quote, look different, end of quote. Rejected. And a dropout. Because you don't, quote, fit the environment around you. Just look around and see the many thousands of things that were secondary a year ago. And became so-called essential a year later. Open a woman's dresser today and see the latest court fashion dresses and shoes. Come next month and you will find the new ones. They try to put her under the impression to fit into the environment around her. Men are also influenced with this fit the environment concept. Who is doing this to the world? Many are those who continue or contribute to this problem. They come from so-called big businesses, media sectors, politicians, military establishments, academia, the world of fashions, etc. In the name of progress, many people are influenced by the materialistic environment and are driven away from Allah, their Creator. On the other hand, many are discovering the truth regarding the very essence of the purpose of our existence. They are finding a true, satisfactory, and beneficial life in the code of life which their Creator has described in the final revelation to man, the noble and glorious Quran. They came to know the beauty and reality of the following verse in chapter 6, 162. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, O Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم, truly my prayer, truly my prayer, my sacrifice, my living, and my dying are for Allah, the Lord, the Creator, the Owner, and the one who commands and administers everything of the world, of all that exists. Why did the theory spread? The theory came at a critical moment in the conflict between the church and many of its corrupted doctrines on one hand, and the secular sector, especially scientists, in the 19th century Europe, on the other hand. During this conflict, many scientists were killed and or persecuted. This theory was one of the weapons that were raised by the scientists in their fight with the religious authorities in and outside Europe. It was presented as, quote, the scientific, end of quote, reference of the mind. It was introduced in the education programs of most of the colonized countries as, quote, scientific knowledge, end of quote, to support its acceptance. Many colonized Muslim countries were targeted, and this caused a great deal of negative influence on many generations, especially with the victory of the secular scientific thoughts in Europe over the church-made laws. This played a role in the spread of secular thoughts in many parts of the world. For many, it helped promote a stand against church oppression, and when it served its purpose, it was transformed to serve the purpose of influence and secularism. Most people had no idea about the theory itself and or its concept of selectivity that was used as, quote, a pretext of justification, quote, for colonization, reflecting the prejudice of, quote, being better, end of quote, than those, quote, weak ones, from the other, from the other, from the other world communities. The Quran and the theory. When Allah, the Most High, tells us about any matter, it comes from the one who is all-knowing. Whatever man knows is nothing compared to what Allah, the Exalted, knows. Allah states in the Quran, in chapter 2, verse 216, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows and you know not. And in Surah Al-Mulk 67:14, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Shouldn't he not know what he created, and he is the most kind and courteous to his slaves, all aware of everything? Why do people question their origin when they did not witness its creation? Why do people question their origin when they did not witness its creation? This is the result of secular reasoning. Without the reality of creation, there is no purpose for man's existence. Read in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 51. مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا مُضِلِّينَ عَضُدًا. I called them not to witness, nor took their help in the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor even their own creation. Whatever Allah decrees in relevance to man's creation is different from, quote, theories. Allah the All-Knowing tells us that He informed the angels about the creation of Adam before it happened. We read this in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:30. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And remember when your Lord Allah said to the angels, verily I am going to place mankind generations after generations on earth. And He Most High told us about the kind of material from which Adam was created, dust and water, and the offspring of Adam from sperm. This is in Surah Al-Hajj, in the Quran 22, verse 5. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّنَ الْبَعْثِ فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءُ إلى أجل مسمى ثم نخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ومنكم من يتوفى ومنكم من يرد إلى أرض العمر لكي لا يعلم من بعد علم شيئا وترى الأرض هامدة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج. O mankind, if you are in doubt about the resurrection, then verily we have created you from dust, meaning Adam, then from nutfa, mixed drop of male and female sexual discharges, meaning the offspring of Adam, then from a clot, which is a piece of thick coagulated blood, then from a little lump of flesh, some formed and some unformed, that we may make it clear for you, to show our power and ability to do what we will, and we cause whom we will to remain in the wombs for an appointed term, then we bring you out as infants, then give you growth that you may reach your age of full strength. And among you there is he who dies young, and among you there is he who is brought back to the miserable old age, so that he knows nothing after having known. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that, as regards your creation, every one of you is collected in the womb of his mother for the first 40 days, and then he becomes a clot for another 40 days, and then a piece of flesh for another 40 days. Then Allah sends an angel to write four words. He writes his deeds, time of his death, means of his livelihood, and whether he will be wretched or blessed in the hereafter. Then the soul is breathed into his body. هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا وأجل مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون. He is the one who has created you from clay and then decreed a stated term for you to die. And in 38:75, Allah shaped Adam by his own hands. قال يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي أستكبرت أم كنت من العالين. Allah said, O Iblis, O devil, what prevents you from prostrating yourself to one whom I have created with both my hands? All of Allah's attributes are real and true. He informed us about himself and about his attributes. He speaks only the truth. In all of his attributes, he is perfect and distinct from his creation. Nothing is like unto him, and he is the all-hearer, all-seer. The Prophet ﷺ also informed us that when Allah created Adam from a handful from all of the earth material, the children of Adam came just like the earth. Amongst them the red, the white, and the black, and those who are in between, the easy and the sad, the evil ones and the good ones. Allah then changed this clay into, quote, sounding clay, as stated in 55, Surah Ar-Rahman, verse 14. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ. He created man, Adam, from a sounding clay like the clay of pottery. Allah the Exalted and Magnificent breathed into this clay a created and an honored soul, and life came into Adam, and he became Adam that can hear, see, talk, and drink, and think. Stated in 15:29, Surah Al-Hijr. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. So when I have fashioned him in due proportion, Adam, and breathed into him his soul created by me, then you angels fall down prostrating to him. Right after Adam's creation, he started to speak. As in 2:31. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And he taught Adam the names of everything. Then he showed them to the angels and said, tell me the names of these if you are truthful. There the angels said, far is you, Allah, removed from every imperfection. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. Verily it is you, the all-knower, the all-wise. He said, O Adam, inform them of their names. Even the first woman was created from the first man, Adam, as stated by Allah in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 1. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. O mankind, be dutiful to your Rabb Allah, to your Lord, who created you from a single soul, Adam, and from him, Adam, he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women. After the creation of Adam, Allah commanded angels to prostrate to Adam. All of them obeyed. This is a great honor to Adam. Iblis, Shaitan, the devil, refused out of arrogance. As Allah stated in the Quran in chapter 2, verse 34, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam. So they prostrated except Iblis, the devil. He was of the jinns. he disobeyed the command of his Lord. The jinns are beings created with free will, living on earth in a world parallel to that of man, and are invisible to human eyes in their normal state. The term jinni, which is the English G-E-N-I-E, is equivalent to jinn, and jinn may be used as its plural or as another singular form. In Islamic literature, shaitan, English, Satan, devil, is a name given to the disbelieving jinns. Amongst the jinns are believers and non-believers. Allah expelled the devil from his mercy and warned Adam against him. In Surah Al-Kahf 18:50, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Will you then take him, Iblis, and his offspring as protectors and helpers rather than me while they are enemies to you? What an evil is the exchange for the wrongdoers and polytheists. The test. Both Adam and his wife were tested in paradise. They were allowed to eat from all the fruits of paradise. They were ordered, however, to stay away from a particular tree. It was a trial and a test. In 2:35, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And we said, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in the paradise and eat both of you freely with pleasure and delight of things therein as wherever you will, but come not near this tree or you both will be the wrongdoers of the wrongdoers. They disobeyed Allah by eating from it, and Allah sent them down to earth to live with their posterity, that He may test their obedience and submission to Him. Certainly they repented, and Allah, oft forgiving, accepted their repentance. The status of the children of Adam is above that of monkeys or lizards. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. And indeed we have honored the children of Adam, and we have carried them on land and sea, and have provided them with lawful good things, and have preferred them above many of those whom we have created with a marked preference. This is the true origin of man, an honored being above that of a cockroach or a mouse. The response of man must be that of thanks to his Creator, Allah, manifesting itself in true submission and obedience to Him. And this is the meaning of Islam. It is the religion of man since Adam, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. And it is the same religion of Noah, of Ibrahim, of Abraham, of Musa, of Moses, of Isa, of Jesus, peace be upon them all. It is manifested in its final, completed, and preserved form in the Quran that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It calls man to disassociate himself from any form of worship to other than his Creator, Allah, the one who deserves to be worshipped alone. This brings the end of class number 4 on this subject. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll go for class number 5 tomorrow. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.